Quán niệm trước khi tụng kinh. Xin đại chúng trở về với hơi thở và để cho năng lượng chánh niệm tập thể đưa chúng ta về với nhau như một cơ thể, đi như một dòng sông không còn cách biệt. Xin đại chúng tất cả đều thở như một cơ thể, xướng tụng như một người, lắng nghe như một người và vượt thoát biên giới ngã chấp, phá bỏ mặc cảm hơn người, thua người và bằng người. Đầu cành dương liễu vương cam lộ,
mòn trăm
mười phương.
Nam mô Bồ Tát. Skanda, elle trouve apparemment vide après cette pénétration. Il effaça toute souffrance et couche à Ributra la foi. Il en va de même pour les perceptions, il en va de même pour les formations mentales et la conscience et Kusharibhutra. Tous les phénomènes ont pour nature le vide, ils ne sont ni conduits ni détruits, ni impurs, ni purs, ni croissants, ni décroissants. Par conséquent, dans le vide, il n'y a ni fond, ni sensation, ni perception, ni formation mentale, ni conscience, ni œil, ni oreille, ni nez, ni langue, ni corps, ni mental, ni condition, ni odeur, ni goût, ni toucher. Ni objet mental, il n'y a pas de cet élément des yeux à la conscience mentale, ni d'origine interdépendante, ni d'extension de ces dernières, de l'ignorance à la vieillesse et à la mort. Il n'y a ni souffrance, ni origine de la souffrance, ni extension de la souffrance, ni voix, ni compréhension, ni réalisation, parce qu'il n'y a pas de réalisation. Tous les bodhisattvas, grâce à la perfection de la compréhension, ne trouvent aucun obstacle et surmontent la peur, se libérant ainsi et pour toujours de l'illusion. Il réalise parfait nirvana tous les bouddhas du passé, du présent et du futur. Grâce à cette compréhension parfaite, allégré, authentique et universel, c'est pourquoi il est bon de savoir que la compréhension parfaite est le grand mantra. Inégalé, le destructeur de toute souffrance, la vérité inaltérable, le mantra de la Prajnaparamita, gâté, gâté, paragâté, parasamgâté, bodhisattva, gâté, gâté, paragâté, parasamgâté, bodhisattva.
Good morning, dear Sangha. Today is the 25th of March in the year 2012, and we are in the Upper Hamlet during our spring retreat. Most of us have a cell phone. We want to be in touch with other people. Thay does not have one. But he does not feel that he is not in touch with the world. In fact, without the telephone, he has much more time for himself and for the world. You believe that you can communicate if you have a cell phone. But the fact might not be so. You talk a lot, but that doesn't mean that you can communicate with the other person. The other person may be your father, your mother, your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter. Communication has become very difficult, even if you have a lot of instruments for communication. You have the internet, you have email, you have Skype, we have everything, and yet it's not sure that we can communicate. We believe too much on instruments of communication. Behind all these instruments of communication, we have the mind, which is the basic instrument for communication. If our mind is blocked, there's no way to communicate. And that is why we have to practice in order to unblock our mind. The question I want to ask you is whether you can communicate with yourself. Many of us cannot communicate with our own self. Many of us are angry about ourselves. Many of us hate ourselves. Many of us do not respect ourselves. Many of us do not know what is going on in ourselves. It is a mess inside. And in that situation, how can we communicate with another person? When you come to Plum Village, you have a chance to learn as how to go back to yourself and reopen communication with yourself. And the instructions given by the Dharma teachers are very, very concrete. They tell you how to breathe, how to walk, how to sit, how to eat your meal. Because if you know how to breathe, how to walk, how to sit, how to eat your meal, and then you may be able to communicate with yourself. Suppose you have only 7 days in Plum Village. 7 days may be a lot, but we have to make good use of these 7 days in order to to learn. And after that, when we go home, we will be able to continue. 7 days is not 7 days is not a break, but a beginning. The kind of breathing that we learn in Plum Village is mindful breathing. It means that when you breathe in, you know that you are breathing in. And when you breathe out, you know that you are breathing out. It's very simple. When you breathe in, you bring your attention to your in-breath. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. The air is entering my body. And while doing so, while focusing your attention on your in-breath, you release everything else, including your worries, your fear, your worries about the future, your fear about the future, your regrets, your sorrow about the past, because your mind is not with your your mind is not thinking about the future. Your mind is not thinking about the past. And that is why focusing your attention on your in-breath, you release the regret, the sorrow concerning the past, and you release the fear, the anxiety about the future. You are free while you breathe in. And freedom is what we get when we breathe in mindfully. And with that kind of freedom, you may be able to get in touch with yourself. If you are overloaded with fear, anger, regret, anxiety, you are not free. And if you are not free, you have no chance in order to get in touch with yourself. So the fact that you are breathing in mindfully bring you some kind of freedom. And it takes only 3 seconds, 4 seconds to breathe in order to set yourself free. And that we can do all day long, because one day in Plum Village is 24 hours. And we can enjoy making use of the 24 hours in order to breathe in and out. And we always stay there for ourselves. Because when you breathe in mindfully, you are with your in-breath. And when you breathe in mindfully, you bring your mind back to your body. This is a miracle, because people in the world, they are distracted. Their body is there, but their mind is elsewhere. Their mind is caught in their project, in the sorrow concerning the past, in the fear concerning the future. Their mind is not there with their body. So when you breathe in mindfully, you bring your mind back to your body. And there is a happy reunion between body and mind. And that is available, that is possible with every in-breath, every out-breath. And every one of us can do so. When you look at one person who is breathing in and out mindfully, you see his freedom. He's a free person. He's sitting there just breathing. He's not caught by the past, by the future, by his product. He just sits there and enjoy breathing in and out. He's a free person. And you can be like him. You can be free like him. Freedom is the most precious thing. If you don't have freedom, there's no happiness. Freedom is the foundation of happiness. So every breath can bring you freedom, whether that is an in-breath or an out-breath. We have to learn. We have to practice. And there are plenty of chances to practice like that in Plum Village, because everyone around you are doing the same. They breathe in, they release, they breathe out, they become free. And that is one practice. The other practice is to walk mindfully. When you make a step, you don't think of anything. You focus your attention on the step. You are aware that you are making a step. You stop the thinking altogether. No thinking anymore. No thinking is the secret. Descartes, René Descartes, said that I think, therefore I am. But it's not true. When you think, you are lost in your thinking. You are not there. I think, therefore I am not truly there. Thinking too hard, you lose yourself in your thinking. You do not know what is going on in your body, in your feelings, in the world. So it's not true that when you think you are really there. When I drink my tea, I just drink my tea. I do not have to think. I can stop all my thinking. Why I drink my tea. When I stop my thinking, I can focus my attention on the tea. There's only the tea. There's only me. And between me and the tea, there is a connection. And I do not need a telephone in order to talk to the tea. In fact, because I do not have a telephone, that is why I can get in touch with the tea. I just breathe in and aware that my in-breath, aware that my body is there, and aware that the tea is there. And I know that it's wonderful to have the time to drink the tea. Drink the tea is a Zen commandment. Niết trà khứ, drink your tea, is a commandment. Don't think. Do not think. Be there. Body and mind united. And when your body and your mind are one, you are established in the here and the now. You are true. You are not a phantom. You are not a ghost. You are real, body and mind. Established in the here and the now. And when you are truly anchored in the here and the now, you know what is going on. What is going on is that there is a cup of tea in your hand. So you have real communication with the tea. And when you drink your tea, there's no thinking. There is just you and the tea, and the drinking is taking place. It's real. It's not a dream. And you might enjoy the time of drinking your tea. And you can learn to do everything in your daily life like that. You are truly alive. You are not in a dream. You are not being pulled by the past or by the future. That is the practice of Plum Village. So when you make a step, you are aware of your foot, you are aware of the movement of your foot, you are aware of the touching the ground with your foot. And why you focus your attention on making the step? You are free. Because in that time, your mind is only with your step. Your mind is no longer with the fear about the future. Your mind is no longer with the sorrow, the regret about the past. You are free. And you make one step and you become free. Every in-breath can set you free. Every step taken in mindfulness can yet set you free. And you cultivate freedom in your daily life. While breathing, while walking, you stop your thinking. And stopping your thinking, you are able to breathe in deeply to enjoy your breathing. You are able to make a step mindfully and you enjoy every step. And happiness is possible during the time you breathe in, during the time you make a step. And happiness, that happiness is possible because you are in good communication with yourself. Communication not with telephone, but with mindfulness. Breathing in mindfully, you get in touch with your in-breath. Your in-breath is part of you. And your in-breath brings you to get in touch with your body. Breathing in, you remember that you have a body. And you get in touch with your body. When you work with your computer for 3-4 hours, you are totally lost. You do not remember. You do not know that you have a body. You get lost in your computer. So it's maybe useful that you program a bell of mindfulness in your computer. Every 15 minutes, your computer will invite the bell for you to breathe. And that's what the monastics in Plum Village do. They always program a bell of mindfulness in their computer. Every 15 minutes, they hear the bell. They stop working, they stop thinking. They begin to breathe in and connect with their body. Breathing in, I am aware of my in-breath. Breathing out, I am aware of my body. Stopping the thinking that prevents you to get sick, to be depressed, to burn out. And while you eat your lunch, preparing your breakfast, you might like to do the same thing. Stop your thinking. Enjoy eating your lunch. Become aware of every morsel of food as a gift of Father Sun and Mother Earth. And be happy during the time of eating. Eating can be very happy, can be a very happy thing to do. When you eat, your mind should stop the thinking. your mind should be focused on the food, which is a gift of nature. A piece of string bean, a piece of tofu, a bowl of rice, all these are wonderful gifts of the earth. And if you are caught in the thinking, you know, these things do not mean anything to you. You eat like a machine. And the thinking take you away. So during the time you eat with the Sangha, you are advised to be there, body and mind fully present. And you focus your attention only on two things. The first is the food, the gift of sky and earth. It's time to enjoy getting in touch with Mother Earth and Father Sun. And the time to get in touch with members of your family, your spiritual family, the big brothers and big sisters, the young brothers, the young sisters. And your lunch can be very happy because you are in communication. And of course, when you come to a mindful meal, you have to leave your telephone behind. When you come to a Dharma talk, you have to turn off your telephone. Why? Because you want to communicate. Communication is not possible with the telephone. So the basic practice taught in Plum Village help you to connect with yourself, to get in touch with the wonders in your body, in your mind, to get in touch with the wonders of life around you. Everything can be a wonder. The tea in my cup, the flower on the table, the brothers and sisters around you, the sunshine, there are many wonders. And if you are caught in your thinking, everything disappears. Therefore, non-thinking is a very important practice. Of course, the thinking can be productive sometimes, but most of our thinking are useless. And that is why we have to learn the practice of non-thinking. Thanks to non-thinking, you are in touch with the wonders of life. And you can live your life. And that should be possible with some training. When you come to Plum Village for 1 week, you have a chance to train yourself how to drink your tea, how to eat your breakfast, how to walk from your room to the dining hall. And everything is practice. And every minute of the practice can bring you joy and fulfillment. You don't need to buy anything. You do not spend anything. You don't need money in order to be happy. Which is a view that is contradicted by the society of consumption. In the society of consumption, they think that money is essential for happiness because money allows you to buy anything you want. But in the practice, we know that happiness cannot be bought by money. There are plenty of people who are extremely wealthy. They can buy anything, but they are not truly happy. Many of them commit suicide. So happiness is possible when you know how to live your life in mindfulness. And that is what we can learn from in Plum Village. It is enjoyable to breathe in, to breathe out. It's enjoyable to sit. It's enjoyable to walk. It's enjoyable to eat your breakfast. It is enjoyable to take a shower. It's enjoyable to clean the bathroom. It's enjoyable to work in the vegetable garden. Every moment of your daily life can be enjoyable if you know how to live mindfully. And in order to live mindfully, you have to learn, first of all, the method of mindful breathing, the method of mindful walking, and so on. And if you have a chance to come to Plum Village for 1 week, you can learn. So don't spend your time in Plum Village talking, even talking about Buddhism. That's not good. That's not very helpful to talk only about Buddhism. Have to put into practice what we learn. And a good Dhamma talk is a Dhamma talk that can inspire you to enjoy breathing, sitting, walking, and so on. Mindfulness allows you to connect with the good things in you. A healthy body, a healthy heart, healthy lungs, a healthy liver, a solid feet that allow you to walk, to run, to climb, many wonderful things. Mindfulness allows you to see many wonders of life around you so that you can enjoy. That is why mindfulness is a source of happiness. You may think that your bank account is more important. The most important thing in your life is not the money in your bank account. It is mindfulness. Mindfulness allows you to connect with what is there. And there are many conditions of happiness available. That is the first miracle of mindfulness. The second miracle of mindfulness is that when you are mindful, you might notice the presence of suffering in your life. There may be tension and pain in your body. There may be worries and fear and anger in your mind. And with mindfulness, you know how to take care of the suffering. You might try the practice of deep relaxation in order to release the tension in your body and reduce the pain in your body. And in Plum Village, the Dhamma teachers tell you how to practice sitting, walking, lying down, so that you can release the tension in your body and reduce the amount of pain in your body. You have to learn. And in 1 week, you can learn. And then in Plum Village, the Dhamma teachers can tell you how to handle a feeling of pain or despair that you have in your heart. Because from time to time, anger is coming up, despair is coming up, anxiety is coming up, and you don't know how to deal with it. Usually, your way is to try to run away from your pain, your anger, your sorrow, your worries. When your worry, your anger, your fear come up, you don't know how to handle. That is why you try to run away. And run away by the way of consuming. You pick up a book to read. You pick up the telephone to talk. You take your car to go away in order to try to forget the suffering inside. That is running away. And you want to, or you or you go and look for something to eat, or you play the music, or you go to the internet, all these kinds of practice is to try to cover up the suffering inside. And that is the way people in the world react against their suffering. You are afraid of them. You are afraid of going home to yourself. Because going home, you might have to confront, to get in touch with these things. So you look for consumption in order to forget. So when you come to Plum Village, you learn how to handle, how to take care of the pain in yourself. Comment gérer une souffrance. And the Dharma teachers tell you how to do it. They tell you how to practice mindful breathing, mindful walking, in order to get some energy of mindfulness. And with the energy of mindfulness, you can recognize the pain, the sorrow, the fear inside. You can embrace tenderly the pain, the sorrow, the fear inside. And you feel much more in peace. The pain, the sorrow may be still there, but something is taking care of it. Like a guardian angel, like a mother. When the child is crying, when the child suffer, and if his mother appear and take the baby in her hand, everything is okay now. Even if the mother does not know yet what is wrong with the child, but if she know, she take the child in her hands and embrace her child tenderly, and the child suffer less right away. So we practitioners, we do the same. When we see that some suffering, some pain is coming up, we don't try to run away from it. In fact, we have to go back and to take care. We are not afraid of being overwhelmed because we know how to breathe, how to walk, in order to have enough the energy of mindfulness in order to recognize and take care. If you have enough mindfulness generated by the practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking, you are no longer afraid. You come home to yourself and embrace your pain tenderly, and you are safe. You get a relief. So that practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking, is your guardian angel. It's not a god. It's very true. The angel is there. The bodhisattva is there. The Buddha is there. Not as a god that you have to worship. It does the protecting angel, the guardian angel, does not stay in the sky on the cloud. It is right here. In yourself. The moment when you begin to breathe in mindfully and to walk mindfully, the angel is there to take care of you. So don't be afraid. Every one of us has that guardian angel with us. And that is a bodhisattva, that is a Buddha. Mindfulness is the Buddha inside of us. And with the energy of mindfulness, you are protected. You have a guardian angel with you. If I can afford not to have a telephone, because I have the angel always with me. Wherever I go, the angel is with me. When I walk at the railway station, the angel is with me because I practice mindful breathing, mindful walking. The angel is always with you when you practice. And a good practitioner always has her angel with her. His angel with him, always. It's very important. It's much more important than the portable telephone. You think that with the telephone, portable telephone, you are safe. But the truth is that the guardian angel in you is a real protector. If you know how to invite your angel to appear, and then you are protected. In difficult moments, in moments of fear, anger, your angel will be there for you, taking care of you. And you cannot buy your angel. You have to help him or her to manifest from within. Mindfulness is the kind of energy that can protect you, that can help you to suffer less, that can help you to be happy at any moment. And mindfulness must be generated by your practice. Mindfulness are not in sale in a supermarket. You cannot buy kilograms of mindfulness in a supermarket. You have to generate for yourself. And when you live together as a community, all of you generate together the collective energy of mindfulness that can protect you, that can make you happy, that can make your days and nights beautiful and happy. Suppose you look outside and you see the spring, the vegetation, the sunshine. And you're aware that spring is there, the sunshine is there, it's a beautiful day. And that awareness can be collective. And when the awareness, mindfulness is collective, it's powerful enough to embrace us, to make us happy right in the here and the now. And happiness is possible right here and right now with mindfulness. So I propose that you should not believe too much in your cell phone. Because your cell phone may not be able to help you communicate. In order to communicate better with another person, you should learn how to communicate with yourself. You know how to profit from any moment given to you to live. You can enjoy every moment. When you connect with yourself, you recognize there are suffering inside of you, and you know how to embrace your suffering, recognize them, and bring a relief. In that process of practice, you get good communication with yourself. You understand yourself. You understand your suffering. You understand your happiness. You know how to generate a feeling of joy. You know how to generate a feeling of happiness. You know how to take care of a painful feeling. You know how to take care of a painful emotion. You are in good communication with yourself. And you feel much, much better with the practice of mindfulness. And when you are able to take care of yourself like that, you'll be able to help the other person to do the same. That person may be your partner, your father, your mother, your spouse. And they're suffering in him or in her. And that person does not know how to handle the suffering in him or in her. And since you already know how to, you can help him or her. And when you look at him or her, you understand better. Because you have understood yourself. That is why now, looking at the other person, you can understand him or her better. And understanding better, you can really help him or her to suffer less. What you say to him is very gentle because you are willing to help. You don't want to punish him or her anymore. And when you listen with compassion. And the way you listen and you talk make him or her feel much better. And therefore, you can help him or her to suffer less. And that way, you can restore communication with him or her very easily. Please listen. If you don't communicate with yourself well, you cannot communicate well with him or her. Go back and communicate well with yourself. That is the practice. So the practice in Plum Village that is that you have to listen, to go back to yourself and listen to the happiness that you may have in this moment. And listen to the suffering in your body and in your mind. And learn how to embrace and to bring relief. And last week we have learned 8 exercises on mindful breathing. And these exercises of mindful breathing have the power to help us create a moment of joy, create a moment of happiness, handling a feeling of pain, handling a painful emotion. And that is very, very practical. And when we sit together as a group, we should not talk about politics and other things because we are losing our time doing so. We have to exchange our experience of practice. We have to learn how to do these things, generating a feeling of joy, generating a feeling of happiness, taking care of a painful emotion. We have to learn like these things. We have to learn how to listen to the suffering inside. We have to learn how to listen to the suffering of the other person with compassion. All these things can be learned in 1 week. You may spend 5 years in order to get a diploma. But you can spend 7 days in order to learn these important things. Very basic to your well-being and happiness.
Today is the 25th of March, 2012. We are in Upper Hamlet, Plum Village. When you arrive to Plum Village, you have to learn the way to drink tea. You have to sit in a way, it's a very relaxing way. You train yourself to drink tea relaxingly, holding the cup of tea. You need to know how to stop. Stop all our thinking. And we drink in such a way that we are happy. If you drink tea but you are not happy, that you don't know how to drink tea. Coming tea is to train yourself to drink tea properly, relaxingly, happily. During the time of 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, you drink tea. 5 minutes to drink tea. You have to practice such a way that you must have happiness every time, every minute. Let's go to a coffee shop. You call a cup of coffee, but maybe you are carried away by your worries and anxiety, and you don't really drink your coffee, but you are really drink your worries and your anxiety. So and so when you go to a coffee shop and you see people smoke, and then lot of smoke, and then lot of worries, no one really feel happy. They drink tea, they drink coffee, or they smoke, nobody feel happy. And maybe you are the only one who are aware that you are the only happy person, because you are not carried away by all these thinking. And when pulling your breath, you can see that. And you know, if you know the way to practice, and you will see that, people have a lot of worries and suffering, but we have the way to stop worries and suffering. And so we have 10 minutes to drink coffee or tea. We must know how to stop and drink and happy. First of all, stop your thinking. Pay attention only on your in-breath and out-breath. Stop judging, just looking around. And then you overcome. You go above the world of suffering, the world of judging, the world of agitation. You have to train yourself to have ability to sit a little bit above on this. On this thing. We need to pay some money to be able to sit there. But they sit there, but they don't really sit. They sit on their worries, their anxiety. And you sit there, you enjoy your sitting, you enjoy your being present there with your cup of tea or coffee or Coca-Cola or anything. They also go to the coffee house, it's the same aim than you. They need to have a break. But in fact, it's not a real break. If they want to have a break, but they enter into the coffee shop and they continue to worries, continue to carry away by all their agitation, it's not really a break. But you have been in the practice center of mindfulness, so you know how to be mindful when you enter into the coffee shop and or enter into the waiting room of a train station or airport, you can enjoy stopping, enjoying the present moment, stand above that world of agitation, to be the observer of those who are worried and anxious, agitate. You are above. You have been in a practice center. You will be beyond the on this agitation. You look, you observe, and you enjoy the present moment. Thank you to my mindfulness. Thanks to you. I know to stop. I overcome my worries, my anxiety. I enjoy the present moment. Oh, it's a very good airport. Wow, it's very comfortable. It's a lot of good things. So you can see people around, but you can go above. Sitting in the subway train, underground train, instead of being drowned in your worry and anxiety or irritation, there's so many people, etc., you enjoy that, oh, I go about, I sit above on these worries. I'm the observer. And I look at the person in front of me is full of worries. And the person next to him also full of worries. Next to him, anxiety. And I am free. I am free of all these things and I enjoy to be the observer, to be restful, to be happy, and to use the underground train like would mean for me to go fast to other place and enjoy the present moment. So even in the underground train, you are happy. In the comfortable airport, you are also happy. In everywhere, you can be happy. Plum Village is not far from Bordeaux. It's only 1 hour. But when you arrive to Plum Village, it's really another world. On the trees, on the little flower, they are different. Because you have mindfulness, you stop and you enjoy that little flower. In Bordeaux, maybe you have it, but you do not enjoy because you do not pay attention to them. You are carried away by your worries. So now, here, enjoy your what is positive, wonderful in the moment. Because what you hear, what you see, what you are in touch, in Plum Village, there is no poison. No poison. People don't sell bad things to each other. People do not behave violently to each other. People walk, monastic or lay people, they walk relaxingly. They work relaxingly, they do everything joyfully, they eat joyfully, and so you are in, you immerse yourself into that environment. It's quite different from the big city where you live. And then you can be in touch with many nourishing elements around you. And a few hours is not too bad. And try to live in such a way, if you only can come for a few hours, enjoy a few hours, stop thinking, be in touch with what is wonderful. If you stay 24 hours, you can learn that way, stopping, looking deeper, enjoying the present moment with the positive side. Slowly, gently look deep into the negative side and try to undo the difficulty with loving kindness. So every step you make must be a step of freedom, a step of touching your compassion. So when you start, so you're in the city where you live, there is also a park, there is also beautiful river, there is also beautiful tree, flower, but because you are living in the city, you are carried away by all your worries and you do not see it. But coming to Plum Village for a few days, you learn again that way and you go back to your city and you see that is enjoyable. Your city is not too bad. They also have flowers, trees, wonderful things. It's because you learn the method to learn in Plum Village. And then you go back to your city and you see that it's more enjoyable. Now it's a question of the student from Bordeaux asking Thai. The question is... Somebody who's already married. A woman, young woman, but already married. And her husband do not behave politely to her parents. Her husband, and when her parents reproach or complain, her husband is very angry. And he is also very impolite to the parents. And her husband always said that he is right and her parent is wrong. And she's suffering because her husband is not kind to her parents. And she saw that her parents is right, but her husband is not nice at all. And we are young. We are already pregnant and you are worried that all the suffering will go into the baby. And so that is one question among many questions asked by young people from Bordeaux. So a young woman pregnant. So we can answer this question in the light of what we have learned. Stopping to judge. Go back to your peace, your understanding, your love, fresh. Instead of waiting for your husband to change or your parents change. If you wait for your husband to change, it's very long. And if your parents change, it's very long. So it's better that you change yourself. So instead of being sad, and so you have to change, you try to be. So don't wait for other person change. Don't force other person change. You change yourself. Even it's long, but you can. You are in control. Sometimes, when you see your husband behave in such a way, you are also irritated. And then you reproach him. And when you are irritated, you reproach, you do not look beautiful, you are ugly. And so, in that case, you can try to correct him. He don't feel inspired to listen to you because you look so irritated, you look not beautiful at all. And so, because you are irritated, you are not beautiful, you complain to him, and then he is more irritated. And so, escalation of irritation and anger. So the first thing is you have to go back to yourself, to refresh yourself, to touch your peace, to be loving, to be peaceful, to be attentive to each one. And then look deep, you say that you are very lucky. That is right. If you compare your situation with other cases, you are much more lucky. Your husband do not betray you. Your husband still stay there and take care of you and the baby, and your husband is somebody faithful. And if you are caught in your worries and anxiety, and you are not kind at all, and then the blue sky disappears, the green trees disappear, you are irritated, you are not beautiful, you are a block of suffering, and then you encounter the block of suffering of your husband, and both will be not happy. And so the escalation of war, the escalation of unhappiness. And so the main point is you go back to yourself, go back to your peace, your loving, your freshness, and then you know how to handle the situation in a loving way. And so your freshness will reflect to the freshness, will touch the freshness of others. If you try to tell something to your husband, but he didn't listen to you, because you are not, that is not a skillful way. Find another skillful way. And don't say the mistake of others. Because you are not loving, you are not happy yet. And so when you speak not very kind. And then he feel irritated more. And he will not listen to you. Your parents said something, he already irritated. And now you say something, it makes more irritation in him. So if you are fresh, you are loving, you say anything, he will listen. That is the truth. If you are fresh, you are peaceful, you are loving, and then when you speak something, it will be, he will listen. That is the truth, very scientific truth. You can verify. You must see that truth. You only say one sentence, he will change right away. If he don't change, because you are not skillful. You do not listen to him. You do not speaking in a loving way. So your way is you learn. You learn the way to listen and to say lovingly. In him, there is a suffering. There is suffering. There is difficulties. And your parents have also suffering and difficulty. You don't know the suffering and the difficulty of both sides. And when you start to reconcile in you, there is irritation. You are not very happy with your parents, not very happy with your husband. And so the way you speak is not very loving. And then when you speak, and it's making him more angry, more irritated. So coming to Plum Village, you learn to breathe when you are irritated, both sides, and then you back to your in-breath and out-breath and enjoy the present moment, peaceful, slowly, lovingly, lovingly. I remember that you were very fresh, you are very loving, but nowadays I am so busy, I do not support you enough. I'm sorry that I didn't support you enough. I don't want to make you suffer more. So I don't want to make pressure on you at all. I want to listen to you, what you suffer. I really want to know your difficulties, your suffering, and what you are in difficulty, you are in suffering. And then when I listen, I will try to understand. And then I will not reproach you. I will not behave in such a way to make your situation more difficult Do you love me? Please tell me what you suffer. You say in a very sweet way that he have to, he said that, yes. And then he's open his heart and he will say, if he doesn't speak, because he feel that if we speak, you will not listen. He will speak, you will not listen, and that is why he keeps silent. And so in Plum Village, we learn the way to listen deeply. In order to do it, you have to know the difficulties in him. And when you know the difficulty in him, you agree that, oh, poor, I didn't know that you suffer and you have so many difficulties like that. And when you understand his difficulties, and then it's very easy. If you can do like that, you say nicely to him, nowadays, in the past, I was so immature. I only reproach you. I only complain. I didn't know how to tell you how wonderful you are. And maybe because I have no ability to listen to your difficulties. Now I'm determined to stop my irritation, to complain. I practice peace. I understand. Now, please tell me what is difficult in you. And because I was not skillful, and then sometimes I didn't know your difficulties, so I only complain, and reproach you. So you have to help me to understand your difficulty. If you don't help me, who will help me now? That is you learn from Plum Village, because the monastic here know all, but sometimes they forget, but it's okay. They will try. They are training. If you can speak in such a way, then he changed right away. He's smiling and is very nice to your parents, to yourself and to your parents. And so when he tell you his difficulties, you have to be very careful. You have to listen. And especially don't interrupt him. Even his way of complaining is sometimes a little bit reproaching. Don't interrupt him, say that, don't do like that. You just listen. But when you feel irritated that he complained like that, and then you interrupt, and then he will feel not inspired and he will not tell. And then you cannot help him to de-block his difficulty, his suffering. So you have to behave like Avalokiteshvara. Listen to him deeply. Even what he said is some complaint, some reproach, not very kind. And you have found in him many wrong perceptions about your parents, wrong perception about you and the situation. But try not to interrupt. Let him speak. And let him have a chance to speak out everything in him so that you know you have all the data and you look deep, you breathe, you calm yourself and you find a way to undo his misunderstanding in a very skillful way, loving way, and he will change. If he said something untrue, don't interrupt. Don't interrupt and say that, no, you are wrong. My father do not mean like that. No, don't interrupt. Let him speak out. And you know that he is trying to speak out the difficulty. But if you interrupt and then he feel not inspired and then he will not tell on. And so you say that you have plenty of time, two, three, four days in order to look deep, in order to skillfully tell him about his wrong perception. So you can do it. So you can do it. Even you are a woman or a man, you can do it. And I'm certain that this brings you happiness. 1 hour listen to him or to her will help a lot. And you must help me. You have to tell your husband, you must help me. If you don't help me, who can help me now? If I understand the situation, I will not react in a very unkind way, like. So in each of us, we have some stubbornness. I have stubbornness in me too. So we try to do better. In many retreats, we organize for practitioners in New York, in Rome, in there are always couple of husband and wife. After 5-day retreat, they can make peace to each other. Thanks to the practice of loving speech, listening deeply to others. And then after looking deeply, understand the difficulty of others. And then they use a portable cell, they use their cell phone at that moment in order to make reconciliation. They call her partner in the other side of the phone and in order to really reconcile. Because sometimes they are angry to each other year after year, but because of some condition they cannot change. But the practice of 5 days helped them to understand deeply and then to start to make peace with others. That is the most powerful instrument for you to communicate. Listen deeply, restoring your peace, and speaking in a loving way. That is the most powerful instrument to restore communication. If you can transform yourself, you can help your father, your parents not reproaching too much, and you can help your husband not reproaching too much, and try to understand himself, try to see to understand the situation. Sometimes your parents are difficult. Maybe during their childhood they have been deeply wounded and no one listened to them. And so now they receive that habit energy, they don't want to listen to anyone. So there is many monastic after staying here a few months, they know how to write a letter, loving letter to their parents. So I think that this question, as well as many other questions, can be answered in that way. Don't request other person to change. Change yourself. Restore your peace. Restore your understanding. Listen deeply. Try to understand others using loving speech to share. And restore the communication. A true communication. And don't believe on the cell phone, that the cell phone can help you to communicate. So now who can have a question, live question? My name is Thiên Hải in Bordeaux. I would like ask you a question, my personal question. I am a student in construction and I work for a while. I did graduate. When I came to the West, I learned quite a lot of knowledge and experience in order to bring back to Vietnam to construct. But before I decide to go back to Vietnam, there is two ways. Can I bring all the knowledge I learned? Can I bring? Because what I learned here when I apply in Vietnam, this is quite different. And then I'm wondering, can I apply what I learned here in Vietnam? Or if I apply like that, it's very risky. This could be dangerous. Or I only just obey the rule in the past. And then I have less risk. Dạ rồi.
Dạ tóm tắt là em xin nếu trật thì sửa giùm sư cô ha, sư cô hiểu là em á qua bên đây học được nhiều cái rất hay mà nhiều kiến thức được tốt và muốn đem về sắp về có nên áp dụng những cái gì học ở đây không? Nhưng mà nếu mà áp dụng những gì học ở đây về có thể có những cái risk, những cái hiểm nguy là nó lại không thành công, mà hay là mình trở về thì mình làm theo cái con đường cũ vẫn là như vậy để cho nó tiện việc mà không có bị khó khăn. Tức là những cái học ở đây đi về sợ nó chưa hợp với cái xã hội bên nhà, mà trong khi thì nên thôi theo cái con đường cũ cho rồi. Đôi khi phải chi tiền chút đỉnh.
Đúng là như thế, mà cái xã hội thì
I thought that you have to follow the past, the former path, and I add you give some bribery, and people laugh and everybody not the Vietnamese not. It means if you learn here it's too frank, and you go no bribery, and you will not succeed. If you go back, you follow the old path. It means you do the work, but some bribery here, you go very fast. And it's easy. So that is the experience of those who are. And so you have to follow like the past, some bribery here, from bribery here. But what you learn here is no bribery. It's a good work, it's a good work. But maybe good work, but you will not be successful. How we can combine both. Correct, frank, no bribery, but combine a little bit. Thầy said that Plum Village already have that experience. Because we are expelled out of Vietnam 400% because we don't use bribery at all. So Thầy said that we have that experience. Though what we have learned, what we can learn and can change, transform, and then successful. And what we learn in the West is the correct, the quality of the work and the honesty, no bribery. And then at the beginning, I was so excited. We went back 400%, 300%, joyfully, practiced correctly, honestly, lovingly. And there, the practice of and 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 7,000 people come to the retreat. And there's no problem. But it cannot last because first, because there is, in order they allowed us to do like that, we need to give some envelope, some bribery, but we didn't. And that is why they cannot accept. and they wait for another chance, and we still do not accept the bribe. And we try to be very honest, very good, very loving, very things. But if we take the money from the contribution of Buddhists and give to them, to the briber, those who want bribery. So your mind is not very peaceful. If you take people offer to you some money for your good work, for the Buddhist work, but you give for bribery, you don't feel in peace. But you know that if you give them a bit, and then you are in peace, and then you can do continue your work. So, but if we follow the path like that, you make the situation more corrupted. That is one of the difficulties of Plum Village. Well, we do not find a solution yet. If you bribe, then you lose our honesty, our integrity, and our practice is not sincere. And so you intend to bring Buddhism to Vietnam, beauty in Vietnam, but it's not very beautiful. If you start to take money people offer for hungry children, for instance, and then you give to some bribery, that is terrible. And so we cannot. And then you are in difficulties, and you are expelled, and you maybe spend money more by buying ticket, going out, and so on. But we have to do. But we have to keep our integrity. Even we have so many difficulties, but we have to keep our integrity. So I know that until now in Vietnam, only the Communist Party can have the right to guide young people and intellectuals. But who are you, Plum Village leader, Plum Village monastic, who are you to lead the young people? That is make them very jealous. Bribery is only one part of difficulty. But the other part of difficulty is because until now, they are totally owner of leading the intellectual and the young people. And now when Thai go back, there is so many young people who follow Thai, so many intellectuals who follow Thai. So they ask, who is that monk? Why he can control all of them? He can lead and all of them follow him. And among them, their own children of Communist Party, high leaders of Communist Party, they follow us. And then they feel bad. And then that is the second difficulty, because they know that so they cannot do anything. They know that it's a good way, but they cannot do. The chief of party now said that in Vietnam we have the expression, if there is a worm in your soup pot, and it makes you cannot eat the soup pot because there is one worm in that. But now in Vietnam we have not one worm, it's a bunch of worm, and we don't know what to do. And so, but we have a bunch of worm, but we cannot do anything. So there is a lot of contradiction in us. And the practice of Plum Village is, even we try to keep our practice very, very simple, very profound. Even our contribution is very little to Vietnam. But our contribution is very little. It will not cause fear. Because so far until now, the corruption, they can try to put aside. But the biggest difficulty of Plum Village to be in Vietnam is because of the big fear of the Communist Party, that we are leading the young generation to go in the direction different from their direction. And so now we have to satisfy them by sending a small group here, small group there. We don't want to have, we don't want to make them too fearful. It's okay. We try to do it in a very small group. And we do big retreat in the West, in Thailand, in many other countries. When I speak like that, it doesn't mean that you have to be powerless. No, you can do it now, here. In Vietnam, they are also very honest people, very good people in the party. They are also ready to change. But we have to be very patient, very patient. You have to support them. They understood our difficulties. And we try our best to support the good element of the party, of the government, who try to go in different direction than the former direction of the former direction is a big fear to lose their power, and the second is corruption. But corruption can be resolved. But the big fear, we should not make them fearful. We make it in a small group and we change. We try to help the monastic young or not young in the way we can offer the most beautiful we could, the most honest we could, give our integrity the best we can, and don't make them fearful, humble, more humble. Don't make them too fearful. So, in conclusion, first, we have to keep good relation with those who are good, not in order to make a network of overthrowing the government, no. Just good relation with them in order to support each other in a very humble way we can do, in the humblest way we can do. And don't be aware that, don't touch the seat of fear in the governing people. The second thing, you can go home and live in that situation, in that environment, and you taste the reality, and you practice your peace, you practice your understanding, and on that reality of corruption or fear, you are peaceful, you are happy, you try to learn more about the situation, and with the Buddha in you, the clarity of a Buddha, Bodhisattva in you, a peaceful in you, you set up your plan to help in the way, loving way, mindful way, nonviolent way, compassionate way. So the main point is go back home, stay there, keep your integrity, live together with the Sangha in order not to lose your integrity. But listen, immerse yourself in the situation. Listen to the situation. Look deeply. Use loving your loving kindness, your clarity in mind. See in which way you can change. That will not touch the fear in others, but you will not lose your integrity. So you have to keep in touch with each other and find a way what we can do in such a situation. I answer to you from my own experience. I have no desire to renew the ethics of the country, to relieve suffering of the country, to keep integrity in family, integrity in society, integrity in governing. But I don't want to make them fearful, to lose the power. I want to touch their heart to change. And so we must be aware that we are, must be very humble. The help could be very tiny, very little, but you cannot do better. So I wish that you can learn what is beautiful in the West, and you try to do in your way, and keep your clarity, your peace in your practice. If you go back alone and you practice alone, you will lose your mindfulness very soon. You need to have a sangha to practice together in order to see in the place, in the, on the right spot, what you can do and what you should not do. My question is about a student. I should go back to Vietnam or I continue my path here in the West. My family wait for me to go back. I must go back to Vietnam. My question is that should I go back to Vietnam? My dream is to be in the West to learn more, but I have to go back to help my family. You have been in many countries. How I can combine to help my family to go back or to continue to learn here? Thai answer, the most realistic. You do it, you must be to help. It means practice well. Practice mindfulness, practice peace, practice understanding, practice love, in order for you to be free, to be fresh, to be peaceful. You can help yourself, you can help member of your parent, you member of your family to be peace, to be understanding, to be loving. That is the most important capital, not the money capital, but the your peace, your understanding, your freshness capital for a person of yourself and member of your family. That is an investment, not investment on money, but investment on ethics, on the ethical life. How your joy can increase, your happiness can increase, your peace can increase, your understanding can increase. That is what you have to learn. And even the situation is very difficult, you have to train yourself for that happiness, that joy, that peace increase, and for yourself and for your family. And after that, you know what to do next. So the question is not, don't say that, go back or stay. What you can do is what you can do now and here. And what is the most basic? The most basic is your practice of peace, of understanding, and of love. That is the expression that many Vietnamese people know, that tu thang, it means, that is everybody know. Tu thang is practice for yourself. Te ya, take good care of your family. And bình việt nước, it means take care of the whole nation. So you need to be happy, to be happy, to be fresh, to be clear in your mind for yourself, for your family, and then you can help the country. So that everybody, tu thân, tề gia, tề means help the family. And if you do not know how to take care of yourself, how to take care of your family, but you want to administrate the country, it's not possible. Con sinh ra ngoại quốc ở bên Mỹ và con là người Quaker và con sống trong đồng đạo Đức, nhưng mà bây giờ thỉnh thoảng con bắt đầu từ từ bỏ mất những cái đó. Và con là dân Mỹ thì con phải trả thuế. Nhưng mà con hơi bất, con không có muốn trả thuế đặng đánh giặc, bởi vì dân Mỹ mỗi lần trả thuế thì cái trả thuế này thì để đánh giặc, để chiến tranh, để cho bộ quốc phòng, cái thuế này để cho về kinh tế. Thành ra cô ta không có muốn trả thuế mà về chiến tranh, ví dụ vậy, thì cô ta trở nên là người phạm pháp rồi. Thành ra sư cô không có biết tính sao, giống như là mình muốn được bình an thôi, trả quách thuế cho rồi, dầu thuế đó để đi chiến tranh, để đánh nước chúng ta mà vô cớ bằng những cái chính quyền không có giỏi. Thành ra vì vậy, thành ra con khi mà con trả thuế như vậy, con thấy con không có unethical, tức là không có được đạo đức lắm. Trả thuế những cái thuế để mà đánh giặc, để thuế mà làm con không có biết sống bình an với cái. Nếu mà cô không trả thuế thì sao? Mà cô không có dám, thầy hỏi vậy, chứ nếu mà bà không có trả thuế thì sao? Thì bà nói thì sẽ bị khó khăn, nhưng mà con không có đủ khả năng đó, con không có đủ cái can đảm để mà không trả thuế, tại vì sợ đủ thứ lằng nhằng khó khăn xảy ra. Thành mà hễ con trả thuế thì con cảm thấy càng ngày con càng mất đạo đức. Con càng ngày càng mất đạo đức nếu mà con tiếp tục trả thuế mà con không dám không trả. Thầy nói có hai cách. Thầy nói thứ nhất là đừng trả thuế. Mà thầy nói là mình có thể làm được nếu mà mình có rất nhiều người bạn, cả một nhóm người rất đông, nói thôi bây giờ không trả thuế này nè, lấy cái thuế này nè để giúp cái chuyện này nè, vân vân. Và nếu mà mình không trả thuế mà mình bị bắt rồi, người ta lấy nhà mình, người ta thấy sự sản của mình. Thành ra vì vậy tôi không có khuyên cô mà không trả thuế nếu cô có một mình. Nếu mà cô có được một nhóm bạn rất đông và cùng không trả thuế và cùng lấy cái số tiền không trả thuế để làm một cái gì lợi lạc mà nó cũng nằm trong cái chương trình mà của nước Mỹ giúp người ta. Còn cách thứ hai là vẫn phải trả thuế nhưng mà phải viết cái thơ cho Tổng thống. Và nói là tôi rất đau khổ vì phải trả cái thuế này. Tại vì cái thuế này tôi biết là nó sẽ đi về tới cái chỗ, những cái nơi rất là bậy. Mấy ông sẽ tiếp tục bó bom ở chỗ này. Dân lành sẽ chết. Mấy ông sẽ như vậy. Thì phải nói rất là dễ thương. Nhưng mà phải nói rất là rõ là tôi rất đau khổ. Xin ông vui lòng. Và nếu mà một cái thơ của mình viết như vậy, nó chẳng ai nghe. Nếu mình rủ được một cái anh chàng ký giả, thì người ký giả đó chịu viết những cái điều đó ra cho mình. Và mình phải làm mọi cách, mà mình làm như thế nào để mà để cho tạo nên một cái dư luận, một cái nguồn dư luận để mà người ta biết là không có nên trả thuế cho cái chương trình này. Now it's time for walking meditation, I think.